This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast. This podcast was originally taken from a memo a long time ago for people that I used to supervise, and we'll call this 23 Core Rules for Young Professionals. This was originally written in the law firm setting, but really applies to almost any business, any situation you're in terms of rules for young professionals. 23 core rules. I'll start with three overriding ones. Three overriding ones of them before I get into the basics are over-communicate. Constantly work to over-communicate with whoever you're working with, whether it's peers, colleagues, clients, whoever it is. Second, bring a sense of urgency to everything you do. And third, show up to work every day. If you show up to work every day wanting to work, and this could be in the remote setting, of course, today, you show up every day, it puts you ahead of the rest of the world by a great degree, a lot of the rest of the world. So that's sort of a starting overview point. Now I'll get into 23 different sort of points for young professionals. First is, when you start to work, you want to take work from a variety of people. You want to get a sense of education, learning from a variety of people. You don't want to just work for one person if you could avoid it. It doesn't mean that in some settings you can, some settings you can't. But in the wireless professional services setting, you want to take work from a variety of people, not just one person. You also don't want really work from 100 different people, because that puts you in a bad spot too, where you don't really develop a close enough relationship to learn from anybody very significantly. Second, enthusiasm and communication are 50% of the job or more. You can be great at what you do, but if you don't over-communicate and learn to be a great communicator and positive and enthusiastic, you're never going very far. So enthusiasm and communication are very critical. Third, constantly be trying to learn something. In every project you do, in every book you read, in every assignment you do, try and learn something that goes into your long-term knowledge. Fourth, and I view this as very important to long-term career success, learn and recognize your strengths. In the long run, you want to spend a great deal of time on whatever your strengths and where your strengths are, and constantly be developing your strengths and doubling down on your strengths. Fifth, earlier versus later, develop your goals for your career that you want to accomplish. Develop a simple plan. The more that you clarify what your career is about versus somebody else doing it for you, the better off you are. Sixth, responsiveness. Whoever you work with, responsiveness is absolutely critical. It's part of the communication skills, but it's also part of just being in touch and being responsive. Clients love it. People you work with love it. Everybody loves it. Responsiveness is critical. Seventh, and this is more from back in the day. Back in the day, we used to talk about dictating things, and then somebody would transcribe those. We used to talk about learning to dictate. I guess the modern-day equivalent would be learning the most efficient way to get stuff done and to be writing as you talk, to be sort of communicating the same way that you would talk to a person versus some stilted kind of way. I used to love dictation for that reason, but in today's modern world, it's sort of being efficient, but also trying to write how you talk so when people listen to you or read you, that it sounds like you're talking to them versus something different, versus some kind of stilted concept. Eighth, for every project, everything that you're working on, begin with a core task list. Here, write down the most important things you got to do that is part of it, and plus the minor task, and then use the task list throughout the entire project, whatever you're working on. Ninth, make yourself a great writer. Written communication remains very, very important. Tenth, have a general understanding of the core areas of the business that you're in. Sort of in back in the day, we wrote this for a different purpose, but understand the core areas that are critical to what you're doing. Understand the overall business that you're in and that your clients are working in. 11th, ask clients and supervisors a lot of questions. Make sure you've got things right. And you can't overly annoy people with so many questions, but you want to make sure you're constantly on the right track versus the opposite. So you have to ask a lot of questions to do that, not be shy about doing that. 12th, this is back in the day, and this remains as true today as ever. It's phone plus email and text. Phone, having a chance to talk directly with people. Sometimes you get so much more across in 5 minutes of a phone call than 30 texts and emails back and forth, and keep yourself on the same page. 13th, for your most important clients, you have to treat everything you do as to be totally critical, totally important. Even if it's a small task for an important client, you need to over-communicate, stay very close, in close contact with your most important bosses, your most important clients. 14th, whenever there's a precedent for how something is done, it doesn't mean you have to keep that precedent, use that precedent perfectly, but you want to start there so you're not reinventing the wheel. You're always looking to sort of cut to the chase. And that goes to our 15th point. The 15th point is always to cut to the chase in whatever you do. Look for the quickest way to get from A to B correctly. You're not looking to go the long road for the fun of going the long road. It's very important, particularly in billable businesses, that you cut to the chase where clients can understand that you're trying to do things efficiently and for the right purpose. It just makes everything more satisfying in business to cut to the chase. 16th, whenever providing any form of client, any form of document to anybody, that document has to come with some sort of short summary that gives the party the key points they have to know regarding the project. 17th, for most professions to actually excel is going to require a lot of work. We all talk about work-life balance, and it's very important, but you have to remember that at the end of the day, if you're going to be great at something, it's probably going to require a lot of effort and a lot of time to become great at it. 18th, one of the great goals is to simplify. How do you constantly make the complex simple? Clients love this, people you work with love it. It's one of these ones we talk about. For every memo comes a short summary, but make the complex simple constantly. 19th, if you're going to build a professional services practice, this is going to require concerted and focused action over a serious period of time. So same thing as building a serious career. It's going to require concerted and focused action over a serious period of time, and you have to sort of live with that and understand that that's the deal. 20th, most everything you do for clients, and generally, you want to understand the cost-benefit analysis for the client. If I'm spending thousands of hours on something, but it's really not that valuable to a client, I got to know that and think about that. So you constantly need to evaluate, is this the right cost-benefit for whoever I'm working for, whatever we're doing? 21st, remember that every project you're doing is being done for someone. It's not for your own intellectual curiosity. It's not for any other reason. It's not to make you great. It's for the client. It's for somebody. And make sure you're clear about that. 22nd, we talk about the concept that quiet time is critical. Some period of time where you get to think and go through your thoughts and grow and learn is critical. It's hard to do that without some amount of serious quiet time. And finally, 23rd, if you want to grow into having a more advanced responsibility, it usually means following a lot of these rules to begin with and doing great work for people. It's usually not an accident that certain people get more responsibility versus others. It's because they're doing great things, they're taking care of things, they're over-communicating, and they're solving problems for clients and people. Again, we'll title this 23 Rules for Young Professionals. It comes out of a memo we did a long time ago. I thank Holly Buckley, the current chair of the McGarwood's Healthcare Department, for reminding me of this memo. Thank you very, very much.